Well, it's a great result. We want a good performance, but you know, sometimes you don't need that. I thought Wigan were excellent in it, the way Warren set them up. We knew they'd be very, very tough. They haven't got wingers. They've got four across midfield. Not one of them will switch off, so we knew it would be risky and a little bit bobbly, so we tried to play from back to front, probably a bit too much, to be honest, but we got ourselves in front and I wanted us to settle, but that's how it is. And we got an ugly win, but wow, how important is that and how great is it in there? And you know, the quality that we ended up with to win it with a great strike and fantastic move. So hopefully we can bounce back and try and get another one again after this. You know, we have had three wins in a row off the back of a terrible six defeats in a row, and you know, the character's coming. I think you can see the work rate out there. I think the lads are growing. The ones I want to congratulate, the ones I haven't picked, because when I do put them on there, they absolutely do a hell of a stint for us and they take it in the right way, you know. And for me, they're earning the right to wear that badge every time I watch them, every time they're training, every time the ball bounces, they're trying to get on the end of it for us, they're trying to get on the end of it together, and the forwards are pressing and closing so well, that's why they're scoring goals. end of the day, that's why they're doing it.
Just one more for me. The most impressive thing you've done, I think, is to get Connor Washington scoring, and also you found Manning from not even getting games in the under-23s and you brought him in. How important is that sort of man management to put belief in players and give them confidence?
It's nothing to do that. I was very, very fortunate to inherit a club with those players in it. It's about who you've brought in, who I've added to try and make him... He's a centre-forward. And he knows he can play with Matt Smith. He believes he can do that. He believes he can run. And when he's in a two, he's fantastic. I'm trying to find a way that suits us. I wanted to be 4-4-2 tonight to start, from the start, but I couldn't. I had to reward them for how well they played the other evening. So, you know, but as soon as there was an injury, I put Lua on, because he did brilliantly against Huddersfield in the second half. But Connor's a fantastic goal scorer, and he's won us the game tonight with that goal. And that's what it's all about. And if you know what your job is, which is go and score a goal instead of worrying about defending all the time, and he can press a centre-half all day long, he knows that. But he finds it difficult sometimes in that wider area. Obviously, I want to play 4-3-3 sometimes, because that leaves me with two at the back. I can push me two full-backs up. I can sit a midfield player off, so that'll give me a three. Then I can push two attacking-minded midfield players or forwards up just behind a front three, you know. And wow, how exciting is that? My dad used to talk to me years ago about a W formation, right? So we keep on about, we've got to have two up front at home. Well, like, what about five? I'd love that, you know. Once you can, and we got to be able to dominate the ball eventually. We're trying to do it, not so much tonight. We got to try and get the balance between when we do it and when we don't, but work rate for me. They're all wearing that shirt with so much pride now. I'm bursting myself. And even if we wouldn't have won that, if we'd have drew that, I'd have still been happy with their effort. Now, sometimes, you know, Connor could have popped it out, led to a goal the other end. He could have seen that ball, but he was trying his best. And, you know, hopefully I can show them that now and we can build. And, you know, but I can't ask any more from anybody, every one of them, you know. Massimo's unlucky. I've left him out. But he's still as happy as everybody else, because we're getting a feeling that we can win games, and that's absolutely vital. We need a feeling that we're in this level and we can be good at this level and we're moving forward. That's what it looks like's coming. But wow, how tough was that? How many times have we slipped up when we needed a result against people who have been below us? Now tonight we got a little bit of breathing space, but I'm looking above us. I want to try and get another run on the go. Can we get three? Can we get four? Can we not lose? Can we keep building? And you know, who's to say at the end of it that we won't gain a lot of confidence from this season and go bouncing into next year, really?
I was going to say, Ian, obviously you were at one point less than a couple of months ago, you know, dangling your toes in the bottom three, and now you're 10 points clear. There's clear daylight between you and those scrapping it out at the bottom of the table, and that must give you a huge boost.
I'm pleased, because they're working and they're starting to believe in what they're doing. And you need that. You need to get results as a manager for that to happen. And particularly in this day and age where managers get sacked willy-nilly. So I'm very pleased for them, because I felt they'd deserve some more points over the last couple of weeks, particularly at Blackburn Rovers away, to be honest. Absolutely amazing that game, how that happened, how we can actually score a perfectly legitimate goal and not get it. Tonight, some of the weirdest decisions I've ever made and I've ever seen. But let's get on with it. They don't win you games, do they? You do, by your work rate, by what you do, by your understanding. We don't look fragile. We look like we're going to go for it. We still make mistakes, but boy, oh boy, are they trying their socks off. And is there a good atmosphere coming? Yes. So well done to everybody. Thanks to the supporters. Not as many here as I would like, but I can understand that. It's very tough, isn't it?